is Flint Engelman. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm a senior field director with Americans for Prosperity. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline will be a great asset to Virginia. It'll do so much. It'll help us with jobs. It'll also help reduce energy costs for Virginians and Virginia's families. So it'll help put some more back.
Jennifer Alves. I've come from Loudoun County, Leesburg, because I'm an environmentalist. I truly believe we should be living with respect and responsibility for the living planet. And here is the time for us to finally make the difference that all of mankind should have been making all along.
Bill Limpert, this is my wife Lynn Limpert. We'd have 3,000 feet of the damn thing coming right through the center of our property. It would lower our property values by $250,000. We'd be in the blast zone of the pipeline. This is a dangerous and unnecessary and unwanted intrusion on our private property rights and our freedom as Americans. And I'm really mad about it.
My name is Tim Brenneman. I'm here local. I'm from Harrisonburg. More jobs are available through energy conservation as well as alternative energies in the solar and the wind sector. This pipeline is a waste.
Our ancestors and future generations.
Our ancestors and future generations.
And my brothers and sisters of all species.
And my brothers and sisters of all species.
Peace to all.
Peace to all.
A general discussion, a philosophical
discussion.
We're being
friends across the aisle.
Yeah, we're bridging the divide. I should tell you that I'm the organizer of the Northern Virginia Tea Party, and I've been such since 2009.
That explains some of your political thoughts. I get that.
Based on John Locke. Thank you very much.
Okay. And what was
your
name?
I'm a Lockean conservative.
I understand that. I do. Sandy Green, Mount Sydney. Okay. So go back to conservation easements. What is it that you as a citizen are buying by the...
Ron Wilcox. We don't have enough natural gas in Virginia. In the winters, when the temperature drops, the existing pipeline cannot generate enough energy to power all of the energy generation plants, and we have to switch to more expensive energy generating sources of fuel. And this will be helpful in creating a revival of jobs in Virginia, especially after the last 8 years of anti-energy policies.
Kay Ferguson, I'm from Charlottesville. Governor McAuliffe will be defined by this decision. He will either be the Democratic governor who sold half of his geographic constituency to fossil fuel, or he will be the Democratic governor who at the very last minute realized that this was a bad deal for Virginia and had the courage to stand up and say, you know what, we're going to take a little more time. I'm going to direct my Department of Environmental Quality to do its job carefully and slowly as it should do. We're not using a blanket permit, and we're going to slow this whole thing down. Pipeline's not about jobs. It's not about needed energy. It's not about keeping the lights on. It's about one thing. It's about profit.